Healthcare, one American at a time.
America tonight. As always, from the get-go, we head to Washington, D.C., Talk Radio News, true insider Ellen Ratner joining us at the top. Ellen, what a day. Barack Obama with a long-form birth certificate. What was the reaction to that? Did you know that was coming?
I did not know it was coming, but I have to tell you, everybody in the world and in Washington, D.C., you know, thinks that he was sort of forced to do it because of all this other stuff, That really isn't my view. My view is that they've been sitting on this birth certificate for a while, and they were just waiting for somebody to step in the, you know, mess, and somebody other than the, you know, internet gossip, somebody like Trump with a lot of money, and then they were going to squash him like a bug. Now it's true that then Trump takes the credit for it, but frankly, I think Obama had to win on this.
Oh, yeah. And I think you're right. I agree. I happen to have the same opinion as you. I thought they were holding it, too, and waiting to pull it out. I thought maybe a little bit deeper as we got closer to, okay, we're running, all that sort of stuff. But you're right. I kind of like your philosophy a little bit better, that they just needed somebody other than the Internet, other than Internet bloggers and that kind of thing. They needed somebody with more of a name that was pushing this forward, and once Trump jumped into it and was all over the place, I guess that was the perfect timing. But can you imagine the punchlines that will come out of this?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to see The Daily Show. I think it's just going to be hilarious.
I do, too. I agree with you. Let's move to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who says he's going to hold a vote on Ryan's budget. When does that happen?
It looks like it's going to happen on Wednesday. He said it would be a disaster if the budget passed for the United States, but that I guess they're going to have that vote, and my guess is that the vote will go down.
Yeah, I think that's a done deal, too. Ben Bernanke and his press conference, right? He had a press conference. What did he have to say? What did he have to say about the economy?
Well, this was the first press conference ever from a Federal Reserve chair. Nobody can ever think of a time in millennial since it's been happening, not that we've had a Reserve chair, Federal Reserve chair through the millennials. But anyway, he basically said, look, this quantitative easing program, which essentially means that they were also purchasing treasury notes, et cetera, said no need for that. They don't need to purchase treasury notes. He said there would be a successful moderate growth of about 3.1 to 3.4%. He said they're going to keep interest rates down for the banks at 0 or 0.25%, in other words, a quarter of a percentage point. And he said the unemployment rate would decrease probably to somewhere between 8.4% and 8.7%. And they said there would be an increase, a slight inflation increase, due to commodities such as energy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about the fact that he hasn't had any press conferences. He's talked to the media before, but really one-on-one kind of pieces. So, yeah, how about that? The pressure, I guess, or the need to get it out there. What would be the reason to do that?
Well, you know, I don't know, except that the markets perhaps were getting spooked because of the debt ceiling issue.
Yeah. Yeah. We're spooked about a lot of things, I think, we're going to talk about tonight on the show. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. As always, thanks so much. Okay, so the big news that Ellen and I just chatted about there has to be the birth certificate being released by Barack Obama, the long-form birth certificate. For anybody in the audience that truly thought Trump was not born in the United States, I'm wondering what you think now. And for the others, does this in any way, shape, or form change your opinion about the president? You know what I've said all along? I had heard that they were holding the birth certificate much like Ellen was talking about, and it was going to be thrown out there as it got closer to the election. But as she said, Trump pushed that forward. So they decided to release it and say, you know, let's put an end to all these questions. It's silly. It's nonsense. And there are serious things to talk about. And all along, I said, if you did not like the president and thought he was ineffective, there's a good word. If you thought this administration was ineffective, the way to go about going after Obama is to make sure he doesn't get elected again. And so chasing after the birth certificate anyway was not going to be the right avenue to go down, because it wasn't going to change, I think, ultimately, the amount of votes Obama would get, the backing, and also who would be the opponent. Because the big thing is who's running against an incumbent president. We've had two administrations, previous administrations, that have been elected back to back. Is Obama in that same position? I'm going to throw out the numbers at the top, and of course we're going to talk about this here tonight on America Tonight, I'm sure, throughout the show. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We have a little bit of what the president said, just a little sliver, if you will, of Obama surprising the White House press corps by coming in, talking about this long-form birth certificate, and then his reaction to all the attacks of people saying that he wasn't born in the U.S. I think we have that. Let's jump to that.
Let me just comment, first of all, on the fact that I can't get the networks to break in on all kinds of other discussions. We're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers. Now, I know that there's going to be a segment of people for which, no matter what we put out, this issue will not be put to rest.
And that's what he says right there. Hey, it's not going to be put to rest. There's going to be a segment of people who are not going to believe it. If you look at a copy of the birth certificate, and I'll post it on AmericaTonight.net, I mean, clearly it does really look like the real deal. And as I said, regardless of what you think, it's a dead end to go down that road anyway, I always thought. Donald Trump is saying he doesn't have egg on his face. He's, in fact, taking the credit for forcing the release of the certificate because he was talking about it so much and was saying, why don't you release it? Why isn't it being released? So that's what the White House did. They released copies of the original long-form birth certificate to try to put an end to all those rumors. And on the birth certificate, it says that the president was born in Honolulu August 4th, 1961. The doubters, and people have talked about this, insist that he was born in his father's home country of Kenya. Certainly you know that, and we've talked about that actually on this show several times. So what happened was Obama's attorney, her name's Judith Corley, in case you're curious, well, how do they have copies of these? Picked up the certified copies of the long-form documents in Hawaii, brought them back to the White House Tuesday night, and then they released them. So we're going to talk more about that here on ATM. But next, the royal wedding is on Friday. We're talking to actress Laura Wydell. She was in the Will and Kate movie on Lifetime. She played the boss of Kate Middleton. She has some thoughts on this royal wedding. We're going to go to her next on America Tonight.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
So how many of you have an early wake-up call to watch the marriage of Prince William and Kate Middleton? A lot of people have checked out the Lifetime movie, William and Kate, Let Love Rule. One of the actresses from that movie, Laura Waddell, joins us now. She plays Kate Middleton's nasty boss at Jigsaw, Belle Robinson. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Laura, on ATN. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me.
Well, what was it like playing this role of, I said the nasty boss, the challenging boss, let's say. How did you dive into this piece? How did you get ready for it?
Well, obviously, I mean, the thing is, it was there was actually obviously a real woman that Kate was employed by, Belle Robinson, but my character, I mean, the producers are very clear, my character was, like, not based on her. It was very fictionalized, because apparently she was actually very nice to Kate as opposed to my character. But, yeah, I just kind of, you know, did a little bit of research about the royal family. I knew quite a bit anyway, but about Kate and about Jigsaw, the fashion chain. And, yeah, it's just a really fun role to play because it's always nice playing the bad guys, isn't it, really?
Yeah, no
much
kidding.
More fun.
Yeah, no kidding. It is much more fun. What's been the reaction to the movie? Because, I mean, you're British, obviously. This is a big deal. So I'm sure, you know, your family and friends are always cheering for you to get roles, but what was their reaction to this part and to this movie?
Obviously, you know, family and friends, they were really, really pleased because of it, especially back home as well, being British, they were kind of like, yay, it's something to do with the royals, it's sort of, you know, very suited to me. I think the reaction has been kind of mixed. I think some people, because obviously in the UK, we feel quite you know, the royals are sort of put in front of us a lot. They're in the tabloids all the time, whereas in America, you know, we're sort of a little more detached from them. So I think people in the UK are a little, I don't know. I mean, they're still excited about William and Kate, but I think less so than Americans. So I think the reaction in America was much more positive to the William and Kate movie than it was in England.
There you go. Will you, I mean, you're an actress, so you have crazy hours anyway, but will you watch any of this? Are you going to DVR this? Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it because it's on like 3 a.m. or something. But I think, yeah, I'm going to have a little party, get some British friends around and have some food and drink and watch it, yeah.
Do you, being British, what what has been the reaction to Kate Middleton? You know, people are trying to compare her to Princess Di and all that. What are your thoughts on Kate Middleton?
Well, I think she's, first of all, doing very well considering the amount of pressure that's on her at the moment. Obviously, people are inevitably going to compare her to Diana because it's the first royal wedding since Diana's in 79 or something.
Yeah.
But I think she's been doing, incredibly well despite, the amount of pressure on her. And I know because obviously her and William have been together sort of, 8-9 years or something. So I think she would have had that time to kind of, adjust to it all. And I think she's doing amazingly well considering, she's probably feeling the pressure right now, I would imagine,
I agree. Now, Laura, did you grow up in England? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Reading in Berkshire, which is actually the same county that Kate Middleton grew up as well.
There you go. And in Reddington, was there always a lot of conversation? I'm wondering if there was conversation about the princes, like, if I could meet the Prince William or Prince Harry, wouldn't it be great if Laura hooked up with Prince William? Do people talk like that?
they definitely do. I mean, especially, because obviously Berkshire is also the county that has Windsor Castle in. So I think people were always, especially when we were younger, because William is the same age as all us girls, so we were sort of always thinking, I wonder what it would be like if we met him, and, I wonder whether, we'd get a chance of being a princess, Obviously, we never actually ran into him in the street. But, I think a lot of girls my age thought that, especially when we were, 13, 14,
Did you think growing up, was always your aspiration to be an actress and then come over to America and play a lot of different parts?
Pretty much, yeah. I think, I'd always loved acting since I was little. And then my aunt's also an actress, but she tried to put me off for years, about the industry. And then eventually I think she came around to the idea that I was going to do it. And that was it, really. So, it was always a dream to kind of come to America and do this. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How do you find life in Los Angeles when you're in LA versus when you're back in Reddington or in the UK anywhere?
Reading. It's very different. It's at first I didn't think it would be as much of a culture shock as it was to start with, because I thought, it'll just be, it'll be the same, it'll be a city, just a bit sunnier. But actually, obviously, it's a massive, massive change. But I love it here. I get the beach, I get sunshine. It's a crazy city, but I love it. But back in London, it's always nice to have that change. So to go back, I went back at Christmas and it was wonderful just to have some snow and see all my friends again. So it was great.
Hey, you don't have to sell me on England. I love it. Wimbledon, that's when you want to go back. Strawberries and cream and watch everyone play.
Absolutely. To see all the tennis. It's so much fun. Strawberries and pins.
Absolutely. We're speaking with actress Laura Waddell. She's in the movie William and Kate Let Love Rule. There's been a lot made about the royal wedding coming up, a lot of excitement over that, and here you are in a movie actually portraying the boss of Kate Middleton. I'm wondering when you go to, because here, of course, you use your British accent. You use your tools that you have. What is it, what do you do when you're going out for a part where it's an American accent? It's some kind of a dialect from the South or the North or whatever. Do you work with linguists or what do you do?
Generally, if it's a very specific accent and they want a very specific, accent located to a certain state, I'll work with a dialect coach just to get it, specifically right. But a lot of the time, they just want sort of standard American, which I know I can do. So I generally just go into the audition as American, read the part, and then I come out of it at the end, which is always a nice, it's a nice thing to see their face when I go into British, because they're a bit confused at first, and then it's always a nice surprise,
Yeah, no kidding. What's next for you, Laura? I'm sure your agent's out there and you got all kinds of things going on, but what are you excited about that's on the horizon for you?
Well, I've got a feature film that I'm shooting in the summer, which should be really fun. It's called Shattered Mind, and it's a thriller. Mm-hmm. So I get to something a bit dramatic, I play the wife of the lead character, and he has a sort of split personality, and my character ends up dying, but then turning up again later in the film, and it should be quite an interesting role to do.
Shattered Mind. Who plays opposite you? Do you know who it is yet?
They're still establishing that at the moment. They're still discussing the leads. So we shall see. I'm excited to find out who my co-star is going to be.
Oh, I think you should throw in your two cents. Think of the sexiest, hottest guy that you could possibly want to play opposite of.
Yeah, well, I'm praying that they're going to get someone really, really gorgeous. Yeah.
There you go. You're a delight. It was fun to talk to you, Laura Waddell, and for everybody out there listening, go and check it out. Lifetime Television, really, really, I think, a great portrayal by Laura, and, of course, the rest of the cast did a great job, too. The actress who played Kate Middleton, I thought she was terrific. Was she fun to work with?
Yeah, she was really lovely. And we discovered that we were actually from the same county. She's from Berkshire as well, literally a town that's really close to Reading. So it was lovely to work with her, yeah.
All right. William and Kate, let love rule. Laura, thanks so much and continued success in Hollywood.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one. And again, Reading, not Reddington. I was thinking Reddington. That's where we used to go and get clothes in Pennsylvania. They had all those outlets. But anyway, what a delight she was. William and Kate getting married is a big deal in England. And to some in the United States, it's a big deal. A few of you have written me notes about whether or not I was going to watch, what did I think of the wedding, was it over the top, would I get up and watch it live versus would I tape it? The answer to the question was, will I get up and watch it? No. Would I tape it? A much better chance of that. My curiosity, I would just want to see some of the pageantry. I don't necessarily care about the royals, the royal wedding, or any of that kind of stuff. In fact, if anything, what a frenzy over this couple and what a crazy life to be hurled into for her if you look at the paparazzi and how they're all over these princes. But otherwise, nah, I think it's just kind of interesting, the pageantry. It's interesting, the whole royal, the idea of the royals. But didn't we escape? Didn't we go to escape the mother country, as it were, trying to get away from the whole idea of the king and the queen and all of that. Of course, fast forward centuries later, and it's just one of those titles where, yes, there is great respect, I think, for the royal throne. However, as somebody asked me in a question, how does the queen rule? And I got to tell you, Alan, the queen does not rule. It's the prime minister and parliament. But I understand there's so many... There's so many things out there now between the Tudors and whatnot, it's easy to get confused. All right, coming up on the flip side, more on President Obama and the birther controversy. Is it over?
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright.
Well, we have some other fish to fry, as it were, here on America Tonight. But the water cooler buzz has to be over Barack Obama and the fact that he handed over his birth records. In fact, sent somebody to Hawaii to go and retrieve the long form certificate, bring it back, surprised the White House reporters, and said, here it is, and said, can we stop this sideshow? Since Obama's election, Hawaii says it was inundated with about 20 weekly requests for various birth records related to Obama. And recently, because Donald Trump, who has a big name, especially in the media capital, New York, has been speaking out and saying, why isn't he showing us the birth certificate? I don't understand. Let's see the birth certificate. What has he got to hide? Why can't we see it? All that sort of stuff, which many of you have called and said, to show the birth certificate. If there is no controversy, show the birth certificate. So that's exactly what's happened now. Since 2001, just so you know, because some people are saying, well, where was this birth certificate? The birth certificates have been issued since 2001 have been computer-generated birth certificates. The 2001 policy, this is in Hawaii, was created so that you could have certified copies and to comply with their state laws that would restrict disclosure of some of the birth details. Then they would do photocopies of the original birth records. But they carry to make sure that it's official. They carry a raised state seal. I have that on my birth certificate, too. And a signature stamp from the state registrar so that they're valid documents for getting driver's licenses or other government documents, whatever they might be. You know, passports, etc. When they ask you for that, they can go and see that it's not a phony birth certificate. So it's been released, long form. And now the question becomes, does this die? Is this over? Is it, you know, are we done with this whole thing? And I think the answer is that you're just beating a dead horse going down this path anyway. I go back to the same thing. If it's not wanting Obama to be the president, then there are different ways to go about it versus jumping on this train going down the same path in reverse. So I'm thinking that a lot of this probably does go away. But that's my question to all of you. I think a lot of it does go away, but does it completely kill the so-called birther movement? And I'm going to say no. You don't ever, I think you won't ever completely contain that wildfire, because people who want to believe that there's ways to do things and get around things will think, well, there's somehow, some way, something here has been gotten around because he's the president of the United States. But I think not. The White House complies. They release the long form, and it certainly sends things in a different direction. So the Tea Party, Donald Trump, and a lot of other people who were doubtful and didn't understand why the birth certificate wasn't being released, now it's been released. Debated, doubted, all that sort of stuff. There's no question about it. No question about it that it's out there. So Trump is taking the credit. In fact, I think we have some reaction from Donald Trump. He took the credit for the release. He told one of the news networks that he was honored to play a role in the debate, even if it kills the biggest issue that he had in his arsenal, because that was his biggest issue, that he just flat out was saying it. He didn't tiptoe around it and said, show us the stupid birth certificate. If it's really there, then let's see the thing. Anyway, here in his own words is Donald Trump.
I feel I've accomplished something really, really important, and I'm honored by it. You have to ask the president, why didn't he do this a long time ago? Why didn't he do it a long time ago? When Hillary Clinton was asking, when everybody was asking, why didn't he do it? It's shocking.
Yeah. And, you know, he has a point. Why didn't he do it? Just do it. And then other people will say, he's the president of the United States. He's been checked out. Why does he have to respond to people who think that he wasn't born in the United States? And so does it end the birther movement? Does it end your curiosity if you were curious about it? And, you know, here's what's interesting. The House Republicans have been able to use this to their advantage still, even with this being released. And what they've said, I'll just pick out a few, what they've said is, why would the White House even do this? The House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, said after the document was revealed that, you know, this is a quote from Eric Cantor. He says, I've criticized members of my own party for making this some kind of issue, so I'm really surprised the White House is actually doing the same thing. That we have a lot of things swirling around right now. You have gas prices up over $4 a gallon. Oh, you don't have to tell us, Eric Cantor. You have $14 trillion in debt that we're trying to deal with, unemployment that's still really almost 10%. And why is this an issue? Why are we reporting on this? Which is clever for the Republicans, because that's the way to turn it around. And what Cantor says is, look, I chastised people in my own party, the few that were jumping on it, for jumping on it. And he says he's created the sideshow that he's criticizing. I mean, this is surprising that they would stoop to this. So that becomes the other side of it. How many people will, you know, there's no way of winning in this. How many other people will say, well, if you're the President of the United States and you know you were born in Honolulu, why would you respond in the first place? Why do you even respond? You weren't responding, so why do you respond? I'll tell you one thing it does also show, that there is absolutely power in the Tea Party. Absolutely. And Trump is right, because he had a name. He was out there on all the talk shows, whether it was radio, television, in the newspapers being quoted, and he was beating the drum of, let's see the birth certificate, I don't believe it. He knows that he opened up this Pandora's box even bigger and forced the administration to do something about it, to stop the so-called circus, sideshow, you know, whatever you want to say. So it does tell you, I say this all the time, power to the people, power in numbers, no matter what your political stripes, it absolutely does put a big, huge spotlight on how much the Tea Party has grown and how loud it's become and how effective they have become at getting people to respond, because this was partially their baby that they picked up the ball on. And now the President of the United States has responded to this. All right, so we got other fish to fry here on ATN, and this is a big one. Lost in the sauce and everything that's going on with birth certificate stuff is the fact that Leon Panetta, who is the CIA director, is going to be nominated to head the Defense Department, while General Petraeus is going to be tapped to replace Panetta as the next top dude boss of our major spook agency, the CIA. Is this a good swap? Leon Panetta heading the Defense Department? The president says it gives him the strongest team possible. It's a seamless transition. It makes sense because Defense Secretary Robert Gates creates a vacuum by leaving. He's retiring. And Gates, remember, has been there through two administrations. So he was with the Republicans in the Bush administration and then stayed with Obama and the current administration. Now he's retiring. And you have a lot of things going on. You have Afghanistan, what's happening in Pakistan, everything that's going on in the Middle East, the starting of the drawing down of troops in Iraq. So much is happening that definitely connects the Defense Department, the CIA, absolutely. So what Panetta is saying, I guess, is that it was a difficult decision. And in fact, Gates said that the rumor has been swirling around, but Panetta was skeptical in leaving. However, because he loves being the director of the CIA. I don't know, which would you rather be? The director of the CIA, the spooks, knowing all the secrets. I mean, I guess you do if you're the Secretary of Defense, same thing. You're even bigger on the scale, but now you have to take a lot of the blows. You have to testify more often in front of Congress and have to try to explain what's happening in these countries where we seem to be stuck. Just officially, Panetta's first day is July 1st. That's when Gates is gone. He's gone at the end of June. Is this a good move? Leon Panetta as the Secretary of the Defense. Where are we headed, folks? Where are we headed? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Catch you on the flip side.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Allie C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
Big doings on Friday. Reasons for third shift type people to stay up, or those on the West Coast to get up early. What are they? You can see the royal wedding. Have your tea and crumpets. Some coffee. I would need some very strong coffee to stay up through that. But there are people that are having parties all over the United States. And if you're not having one of those parties to watch Prince William marry Kate Middleton, then maybe you want to see what happens with the Endeavor, as the Endeavor will launch from Florida and the Space Coast. How exciting is that? And you all know I like the whole space deal anyway. And the best part, I think, is that Mark Kelly, the commander, who we've talked about a lot on this show, the commander of the Endeavor, is going to have his wife on hand to watch Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, which shows her progress. She wouldn't be able to go there if she hadn't got far along enough in the rehabbing process. Remember, she was shot point blank in the head back on January 8th. And here we are. What is this? The end of April. That is a pretty quick time for her to be in enough shape that she can get on a plane
additional information today about the site of my birth. Now, this issue has been going on for two and a half years now. I think it started during the campaign. And I have to say that over the last 2.5 years, I have watched with bemusement. I've been puzzled at the degree to which this thing just kept on going. We've had every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this, confirm that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii August 4th, 1961, in Kapi'olani Hospital. We've posted the certification that is given by the state of Hawaii on the Internet for everybody to see. People have provided affidavits that they, in fact, have seen this birth certificate, and yet this thing just keeps on going. Now, normally, I would not comment on something like this, because obviously there's a lot of stuff swirling in the press at any given day, and you know, I've got other things to do. But 2 weeks ago, when the Republican House had put forward a budget that will have huge consequences potentially to the country, and when I gave a speech about my budget and how I felt that we needed to invest in education and infrastructure and making sure that we had a strong safety net for our seniors, even as we were closing the deficit. During that entire week, the dominant news story wasn't about these huge monumental choices that we're going to have to make as a nation. It was about my birth certificate. And that was true on most of the news outlets that were represented here. And so I just want to make a larger point here. We've got some enormous challenges out there. There are a lot of folks out there who are still looking for work. Everybody is still suffering under high gas prices. We're going to have to make a series of very difficult decisions about how we invest in our future, but also get a hold of our deficit and our debt. How do we do that in a balanced way? And this is going to generate huge and serious debates, important debates. And there are going to be some fierce disagreements. And that's good. That's how democracy is supposed to work. And I'm confident.
All right, so there you we wanted you to hear a little bit of the Obama press conference. We're going to fade that down so you could get a sense of how big this birther deal was. Certainly we all know that as it's come up here on America Tonight. Because of all of you questioning, why isn't he, if nothing else, a lot of you questioned, why doesn't he just release the birth certificate and be done with it? Trump, I think, forced the hand because there were so many shows, there were so many conversations that he was having, like I mentioned, at the very top of this hour of America Tonight, all over the place, about this birth certificate thing. So now it's put to rest, maybe. I think there's always going to be people who are not going to believe it. They're going to be doubters. But I think you're barking up the wrong tree anyway. If it's, I go back to my original statement that I've said all along. If it's that you don't like Obama personally, you don't think he's done a good job as president. I mean, I get it. I feel the pain. Trust me, I use the word ineffective. That's how I feel. I think the administration has been ineffective and they are very quick to be sensitive to things that are floating around that I think they shouldn't even be worried about. If I'm the president, I've got so much on my plate, I don't care. I'm just focused on what I'm doing, and I got my head down, and I'm just doing my thing, because nobody that sits in that office is going to be 100% across the board a popular Republican or Democrat. I mean, this is why I think we need a third party, because we need other options. And we need more people to go out there and be involved and vote and know what's happening. And if nothing else, maybe all of this raises the awareness of the importance of paying attention to what's happening out of Washington. Because that's what we've been doing for the past 6 months. We always have, as you know, a lot of the White House people on to talk about what are you hearing even with connections and sources, you're right there on the front lines, and this was a perfect example of it, because the president stepped in to the middle of the birth certificate stuff by coming in to address the White House reporters and say, listen, we're done with this. I don't care what people think as far as Donald Trump or anyone else is concerned. This is a silly issue, and he tried to put it to rest by doing that. Did he actually end up killing the birther movement? Like I said, I think there's still going to be some people that are doubters. You can tell me your thoughts on that or other things that we've talked about here on ATN. You know how to do that. Go to the website, americatonight.net.